855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the 27th day of October in the year of our Lord, 2018. Lori has the day off today. She was up all night with back pain. Finally went to sleep about a half hour ago. I'm going to let her stay that way. She needs it. And we'll muddle through without her today, but she will be back next week. Lots of things going on. Just saw on Drudge Report just now, there's been a shooting in Pittsburgh at a synagogue. Says four people confirmed dead, possibly as many as 7 to 8 dead. Apparently it's just now happening. The Tree of Life Synagogue in Squirrel Hill, in other words, I'm sure you folks are all aware that, the people of the Jewish persuasion go to church on Saturday, what they call Shabbat or Sabbath. So this time of day is very likely they were having some kind of morning service. So our prayers were with those nice folks. Ton of stuff to talk about. First, what Rick and I have talked about earlier this morning, we want to hit on the economy a little bit and what it would mean, what these things that are happening mean or could mean to our listeners. And, of course, we're going to talk about the nutcase in Florida that sent a lot of bombs all over. I think counts up to 13 or 14 now. The guy obviously did not research his bomb-making skills very much. None of them went off. But anyway, Rick, you're there, aren't you, buddy?
I am. I'm right here.
All right. Where do we want to start? What subject do we want to talk about first?
Well, let's begin with something a little less spooky.
Okay.
And then we'll get into bomb-making skills. I think I can really help people there.
I know I can.
We watch these unusual events unfold all over the world, and I think a lot of people always ask the same question, and it's a good question to ask. Why? God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Well,
yes.
Why are people doing the things that they're doing? Why? How can these things happen? You know, I've always thrown it into the same category and say, well, you know, it's they have absolutely no fear of God, and apparently not, maybe just disdain for their fellow man, but what I wanted to say was, and it's just really very simple, and I'm not going to spend much time on this, but what I wanted to suggest is that there is something called the Baltimore Catechism. And a catechism is a teaching aid.
Right.
And it is, every young Catholic kid is exposed to the basic questions. And question number 4 is, why was I made? And I'm paraphrasing. I should have looked up the exact wording. But this is the answer that every kid memorizes is, I was made to know and serve God on this earth and then to be with him in heaven. So the problem I see is that when people don't have any idea why they've been made, they don't understand what their life is for, they don't understand, then they're directionless. They are a rudderless ship that can be told anything, they can be made to do anything. There are no controls. There's no brakes on their truck. And they wind up doing things that a person with a conscience would never dream of doing. And so when you ask yourself, when you look at people like Muslims, you know, let's throw them in there, and other crazy people, what is the common denominator here? Is that they have no idea why they were made and what their purpose is. And if you don't know why you're made and you don't know what your purpose is, God only knows what you're going to wind up doing. And so when you watch this kind of mayhem unfold all around the place, it's because people haven't been given, in my opinion, a basic education of who they are and why they are. If they had that, you'd see less of it. I mean, you can't take mental illness out of the mix. But if people understood what their place was in the planet and what the plan was for them, you know, if they had any idea that, you know, what they say, life is short, eternity is very long, do what you think is best. If they had any idea why they were created and what they're supposed to be doing, they wouldn't be doing some of these things. I don't think you wouldn't see an end to craziness. You wouldn't see an end to incivility. Certainly, Satan is always going to play a part in it. People will always be tempted to do something wrong, and sometimes will fail. But leaving that out of it, just knowing why you were created is a huge, in my opinion, if you have a child or you know a child, if you tell them why they were born and what their basic job is on this earth, it's going to stop a lot of craziness later on in their life, and you might want to give some thought to, you know, at least that minimal education, that very minimal, pivotal, small fact could make a huge difference over the course of 60 or 70 years. Yeah, that is really all I wanted to mention with respect to that sort of thing. A perfect segue into crazy bombers. Now, it is my opinion with respect to the bomb that they were never, ever designed to go off, period.
According to the FBI, they were viable, but so poorly constructed. Either DOJ or FBI said these bombs were not hoaxes. They did have a dictionary definition of explosive it is, but they had explosives in them.
Well, they didn't work because the FBI designed them not to work. So, you know,
there's a very good possibility. I was actually thinking the same thing when I was watching the press conference yesterday. Okay, real quick update, Rick, and we'll go back to what you're talking to.
Yeah,
In Pittsburgh, two police officers have now been shot.
And
there are hostages in the synagogues.
Oh, great. Well, this will all be with respect probably to the upcoming election.
I was kind of figuring since it's a Jewish synagogue, it was going to be the religion of peace.
Well,
but I don't know that. I have nothing to base that on, just a guess.
Well, like my wife said, not everything is a conspiracy. And while I think she's wrong 98% of the time, there's always the possibility that you can get into a thing like this and it has nothing to do with, you know, the political architecture where we live. But once again, clearly somebody who, you know, you walk into a Jewish synagogue and you shoot the place up. Did you give any thought to your immortal soul at all before you did this? What are you thinking? You know, what do you think?
Well, apparently this person did not. Now the death count, death toll's up to 7.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's probably higher. They look under the pews, they'll probably find some more.
This is a mess.
Well,
the only reason I'm interrupting you, Rick, is just to let people know what's going on.
Well, it segues perfectly into exactly the sort of thing that we're talking about, which is, and by the way, and it's a good thing my wife isn't right here, because I'm going to say that with respect to these bombs, wherever they came from, I don't care whether the left is doing it to themselves, playing the pity card, or whether some deranged Trump fan is doing it because he's tired of their ramped-up rhetoric about get up in their faces, kick them, throw them out of restaurants and gas stations, tell them they can't go anywhere. This kind of call, this kind of dog whistle call for violence, these people don't own mean. They don't own moral outrage. If anybody owns moral outrage, it's the right, who's put up with right. people like Bush and Obama for 40 years, Clinton for 40 years. We're the ones that actually own the patent on moral outrage. And incidentally, on our side, we have people like police, ex-police, ex-military. These, you know, we aren't the best people on the planet to pick on. You know, you might want to try picking on kids or something because, you know, you try some of that snot with people that I know, it right. is not, you're going to wind up with a hole through you. So,
right.
you know, you keep asking. Now, what I think is fascinating is all of a sudden, out of nowhere, after the last 30 days of this pre-election call for violence from the left, well, really from the uber left and the deep state, really, but now all of a sudden they're calling for peace and calm and civility. Suddenly, they realize that they can be the target of violence. They thought they owned it, and now they know they don't. And I think it's hilarious. Right. I think it is very,
I do,
very
in a way. Hey, Rick, we got a caller already.
Go right ahead. That's fine.
Yeah, we got Art on line 9. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, guys. You know, talking about this bomb, I've been trying to explain a little bit about this whole bomb thing to people for ever since it started. These bombs were not bombs. For the FBI to come out and say they were viable is an outright damn lie. And
I agree with you, and I'll tell you why. To start with, whoever made the bombs used glued together PVC. They put shards of glass inside the PVC. You know, if that had been in a metal pipe, those shards of glass would have powdered. They wouldn't have done anything more than the explosive. In PVC, I think the no matter how well they're glued, either PVC is going to split most likely or the ends blow off. I agree with you, Art, even if they had black powder in them.
Here's the thing. These were not explosive. They were incendiary. And why were they incendiary? Because it was a sulfur base. Sulfur.
Oh, okay. You got more information than I had then.
I spent a lot of time researching this, man. I have been all over the airwaves of our local talk radio, RBN, and other outlets trying to explain this to people, and I'm still trying to explain this because not right. everybody's out yet.
All right. I'm curious, Art. I mean, I do know quite a bit of about explosives. I was never in Navy EOD, but when I was stationed in New Orleans, my job was to drive them in a gray school bus with blue light bars front and back when they got a call. So I do know some things about explosives just by picking it up from then. Now,
so
my question is...
Transportation.
Say again, Art?
So your job was in transportation.
Right. It was a collateral duty. Other words, an extra duty that I had. When my pager went off, my job was go down to that bus, they handed me a piece of paper with an address and said, go.
Right.
And I flipped on the lights and siren and went. 9 out of 10 times, though, it was a drill. It wasn't real. In fact, I don't think I ever took them on a real call.
Here's what, and I was just on with Farron for the first hour of his broadcast explaining all of this. I've done this with several different broadcasts already over the past since this whole bomb thing started.
First of all, talk to me about the explosive, Art. You said it was a sulfur compound. Do you know what it was?
I don't know exactly what it was, but the test came back. It was a sulfur-based compound. Now, the second factor here is, as you pointed out, you would never make a pipe bomb out of PVC because all it would do would be to split. The third thing is wires never go into each end of the pipe. They only go into one end of the pipe. The fourth factor is you would always use shards of metal, ball bearings such as that. You'd never use glass. Fifth, you would never ship through the mail something on a timer because you're not in control of the timeline. So this package could go off sitting in the back of a mail truck somewhere. The only time you would ever do a timer is if you are in control of the delivery process, where you know exactly how long it's going to take from point A to point B. Otherwise, if you're shipping through a mail, it would not be done in a soft manila envelope like these were. It would be done in a hard package box so that a pressure plate would be triggered upon opening.
I agree. Remember,
there's just so many things that just are not. And thirdly, if you're going to use a timer, it helps to have a timer that's got a battery in the damn thing.
Well, I agree, but we're not talking about the sharpest tool in the shed here. The guy was a pizza delivery man and a mail stripper, okay?
He wasn't even real. Maybe the individual might be real, but look at the van. The van was not legal. The van had decals and everything all over the windows. It would have never been allowed to travel down the road more than a couple blocks before it got pulled over and been towed off by the police, because you cannot have your passenger side front window obscured by decals. You cannot have your rear window obscured by decals. So that there is a fraud in and of itself. The police would never cover it up with a blue tarp on a flatbed truck to transport it. When was the last time you saw a blue tarp used in a terrorist operation? The Pentagon. September 11th. Remember that one? Boy, it's amazing how people forget this stuff. I don't forget these things. There is just too much here that doesn't make any sense. None of it makes sense. This guy supposedly owned several businesses but was living in his van homeless? Come on!
Well, I agree. I mean, you just look at even what the news headlines are. The guy's got a long arrest record. Bodybuilder, ex-stripper, made threat in 2002, raged on social media. This guy should have been identified, 16 years ago if he's threatening to blow people up. He even told the judge he was going to.
And how many times have we heard so-and-so's been on the watch list or so-and-so's been investigated just to
have... Right, that's what I'm saying.
Sarnoff brothers with the Boston bombing. There's a perfect example right there. The Sarnoff brothers under investigation for how long, yet they still managed to blow up a marathon. Seriously, how stupid do these people think we are? That's a dumb question.
All right, Art, hang on a second. Let's get Rick's opinion on all this. Rick, throw something in here, buddy. Tell us what you're thinking. You've been patiently listening, not saying nothing.
Well, yeah, except, I'm going to say that, I'd like to point your attention to the Las Vegas false flag shooting that, by the way, isn't it funny how you can hose down 100 people from rooftops or possibly even helicopters. And
well,
then,
actually, it was 400, but only 59 dead. 400 shot.
Well, and all of a sudden it just disappears like it never happened. People do have a very, very short memory when it comes to this kind of thing. And that extends into stock market crashes. But I will say that it is my opinion that these devices were never intended to go off. And, if you just take that one single clue and you say, okay, so who would benefit, by sending devices like this to these individuals? Who stands to gain the most? I think if you actually stop, take emotion out of it and look at it like a cop, Who stands to gain from this, and what are they trying to say? What are they trying to achieve? I think
I'll tell you exactly.
Then you'll have a better idea of who's doing this.
I'll tell you exactly who stands to benefit.
Hey, Martin, hang on, we got a break. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. That call-in number is 800-313-9443.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Front Sight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your digital survival guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Rory Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Quick update on the Squirrel Hill Synagogue shooting. Now 8 confirmed dead. Unconfirmed report that the suspect is not in custody but has been shot. People are barricaded inside the synagogue. That's the latest news on what's going on. Okay, Art and Rick, go ahead and continue, guys.
Well, this is just my personal view, my personal opinion of who benefits.
All right.
You know, in ancient Rome, this was the way things were done. They always had a question that began every single investigation. Cui bono? Who benefits?
That's right.
Okay? This is how every investigation began. And it's how every investigation today should begin. Before ever pointing a finger or whatever, it should be, who seeks to benefit the most? In this
right.
case, let's start with, what was the first failed Hail Mary? The Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. That was a
right.
Hail Mary, a last-minute ditch effort to try to pull something. It failed. So what was the next thing pops up? Very quickly, the caravan. When people start seeing through the lie and the fraud of the caravan, now all of a sudden we got a bombing. Every single one of these three events, one, two, three, portray the poor Democrats feel sorry for us. This is who seeks to benefit the most
from this type of action that we see now happening. And why are they trying to pull this? Well, they've been going back to Obama during his campaign, get in their faces. Maxine Waters, not just a few months ago, get in their faces. Kat Calvin, get in their faces. Don't give them a moment of rest. Eric Holder, when they go low, we kick them. All of this violent rhetoric coming from the left. Now, because no one has bought into this garbage, they now have to make themselves the victim. When victimization no longer works, become the victim.
Yes, you're right.
I challenge anyone to prove me wrong.
Well, this is where I was going with the Las Vegas thing. I don't know that you'll be proven wrong or right. I think it's entirely possible this whole thing will just evaporate like morning fog when it's no longer of any use. And who this guy is, this Savant or whatever this guy's name is, out of Florida.
Yeah.
By the way, it was Broward County. County that is messing around with all this stuff. We know our Coward County, however you want to call them. We know who these guys are.
Don't get me going, Rick.
Yeah, same sheriff, same 9 yards. So if you want an operative, if you want somebody on the inside helping you with your phony false flag and the ensuing phony investigation, that's a great place to do it.
Oh, it is. That was proven with that school shooting.
Right.
And for people who don't know Broward County, that is Fort Lauderdale. And if there was any more corrupt district in Florida than the Fort Lauderdale Broward County area, I would say maybe might be tied for Dade County. But I used to live in Broward County, and as far as I know, they still have ordinances and laws against obscuring your windows. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Look at the windows of that van.
I grew up in Florida. Unless they changed the laws, I grew up in Florida. You're 100% correct.
Well, with respect to obscuring your windows, what I think everybody should know is that what was put on those windows was not what you think it was. That was a wrap that was purchased. In other words, it goes on as a big sheet of plastic. That looked like a bunch of bumper stickers, but that's not what that was. If you had that wrap, you could get that on there. A guy with a razor knife could get that whole van done in 10 minutes. So,
the point is, all of those stickers and all obscure the view, which is a direct violation of the law. You cannot have your front window on your passenger side, front window on your driver's side, front windshield, or rear windows obscured by view that way.
I get that, but I'm talking about Lee Harvey Oswald here. I'm saying if you want to create a scene, a phony crime scene...
that's a great way to do it.
This would be the way. Just buy the wrap, get this van under a bridge viaduct. 10 minutes later, you got a crime scene. So I'm just saying, it's too difficult to save up 5,000 bumper stickers.
When was the last time you saw a sled truck pull up to first wrap a vehicle in a big blue tarp before ever loading it onto the sled truck? When was the last time you ever saw that?
Well, it was when they took John Kennedy away, when they started the creative forensics and gave him an extra bullet, and that was,
All right, Art, thank you for your call, buddy. We appreciate it. Got callers waiting. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes, 800-313-9443. Shooter is in custody, 11 confirmed dead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Rory Spencer and Mr. Rick Schmidt. Like I said at the beginning of the break, as of 11:15 a.m. Eastern, which was about 18 minutes ago, police have the shooter in handcuffs and are in the process of clearing the synagogue. According to scanner reports, at least 11 people have been tagged dead on arrival. I'm afraid that number might go up, folks. They say they have more injured than they are able to count right now also. I saw that on another report. But just a quick update there. All right, we've got Jerry in Texas on line 3. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Sam, Rick, and Lori.
Good morning.
Sunshine in here, it feels great.
Oh, yeah, it is there too. It's beautiful.
Rick, on your, I got, just a few minutes late on your conversation, or monologue, if you will, about, the morals and what have you of today's society. I read an article several years ago, I didn't save it, but I'm sure all y'all remember Madeleine O'Hara.
Oh, yeah.
Madeleine,
the leader of the,
you mean Madeleine?
We got Madeleine Mary O'Hara. Yeah, well, I never met her.
Well, let me preface what that woman is. Of course, is an atheist, Furthermore, she is a fallen away Catholic. And boy, you want to fight? You will never find an angrier person. Go ahead.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. I seen her, of course, growing up just north of Austin there. I seen her and her husband in several restaurants, and she was loud and obnoxious. You know, the woman was a piece of work. But the young lady that took her place when she passed away, however it happened, I read an interview with her. She was a young woman, had two or three small children under the age of 10 or 11. And they asked her about her children and how they would function in society. She said, well, since we have morals in our society, and I teach them the good morals. And I thought to myself then, just where did those morals come from? You're denying God and you're denying the scripture, the Ten Commandments and even the New Testament on how to live a good, clean, moral life. Where is your origin of morals? Where do they come from?
Right.
You know, they had to come from the Bible, from the scriptures. I shall not kill, I shall not steal, and on. But I thought that was curious. I want to do quick segue into this this bombing situation.
Okay.
The thing that crossed my mind, and I'll drop it, and I'll let the next caller on, was how quickly they found him. Just like the bombers in Boston. So many of these so-called bombers and shooters and domestic terrorists, if you will, how quickly some of them are found and where the fingers are pointed. And some have yet, the Unabomber, how many years did they search for him before they found him? And the only reason they found him is his brother.
His
brother's dad.
Well, 15 years, wasn't it? Well, a long time. But my point being is, how quickly they find some of these things when it suits their agenda, you know, these people.
Right.
But then, by
the
way,
thing that got me was, they said they tested the guy's DNA. And he matched. Now, I'd always been told it takes weeks to get DNA tested. But they said they tested him in less than 24 hours. And his DNA matched DNA found on the bombs.
Very convenient.
Something doesn't ring true there to me.
Well, yeah, there's an alien in the woodpile somewhere, being politically correct there. By the way, the reason they wrapped that van, just so y'all know, before they loaded on the car hauler, was to preserve the evidence.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah, that tongue-in-cheek, of course, and all my statement. But, yeah, they want to be sure that they didn't lose any of the evidence that might be there. I have that hard to believe. But I just thought the thought crossed my mind as soon as they announced they had a suspect and then they arrested this suspect, how quickly they accomplished that. There's too many questions and very few good answers. I'll leave y'all. Y'all have a good weekend and enjoy your program as usual.
Well, thank you, Jerry. I hope you listen through the whole thing, buddy.
Thanks,
all right, ladies and gentlemen. Call in number is 800-313-9443. Quick update, Rick, on the shooting in Pittsburgh. 11 dead, 3 cops shot.
3?
Gunman shouted.
This ain't no pistol job. This is somebody's got a small rifle.
Right. It says gunman shouted, "All Jews must die." We're probably not hearing the full picture on this at all.
What? We're not?
What? No, I don't.
That's kind of a twist. I'm so used to getting the truth on everything right away.
Oh yeah, I hear you, buddy.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
He had a Glock pistol and an AR-15.
There it is. I knew it. Yeah.
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 Gun control. They're going to be screaming for it again, if they're not already. I ain't looked at Drudge.
Well,
what do you
want
to bet?
I'll
it's already on there.
Well, what's
Well, first of all, let's talk about Muslim control, and then we won't need so much of that. Although that means, of course, we got to start taking away everybody's hammers and knives. I have no idea what this is going to do to the construction industry, or the butcher, or the meat industry when all of these things are gone.
Well, this is my take on this synagogue shooting. The guy didn't yell before. They're not reporting. He didn't yell Allah Akbar. What I think they're going to come out and say, and if I'm wrong, I admit it. This is a guess, folks. It's an absolute guess. But I think they're going to say that this is a right-wing nut job Nazi. You know, I forgot what, neo-Nazi.
I'm not at all sure I'd call Nazis right wing at all. I just don't see it like that. Maybe some do. I just don't have them connected to a nationalist movement that is a nationalist movement as opposed to a globalist agenda. I just don't see Nazis as part of my group.
You know, but I'm saying this is the way that the left is going to twist it, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, there's no telling what they're going to do. Yeah.
Hey, guess what, Rick? We got Mike in Kentucky on line 9. Good morning, Mike.
The way I see all this is they're playing both ends against the middle. So,
I agree.
The average, the political spectrum that knows what... You know, the republic is supposed to be about, you know, principles that are outside the scope of the government to alter. That's in our Kentucky Constitution. The idea that corporations are creatures of privilege that exist at the whim of the state when they benefit the public. These are old principles from the writings of Jefferson and others, and, you know, John Adams and... Patrick Henry and stuff like that, because we're not supposed to have a democracy. We're not supposed to have a plutocracy, capitalism, fascism either, you know? So,
no,
there's all these isms. So, it seems to me like this whole dog and pony show is playing both ends against the middle to destroy the knowledge of what the republic is supposed to be.
Right.
Well, if you at 9 hours, I can almost bet you, I haven't ever tried it. But I bet if you ask 10 people randomly if we're a democracy, 9 out of 10 would say it is. They don't even know what a constitutional republic is.
No, and what's his name? From Jack Dice to Jay Leno, they went out and easily found plenty of dumb Americans that don't know even what July 4th is about. Jack Dice did interviews where people thought, "Oh, we declared our independence from China."
if I may suggest this with regard to that, and the reason I want to interject this right here at this point, and I'll try to be super brief. I've got a neighbor, one of the best people I've ever met in my life. He's a retired a commercial electrician. I was doing some electric work 2 days ago, when I got into trouble. I found coming off a switch 3 hot wires, and I didn't know what to do with it. Turned out to be magnetic induction. There wasn't 3. But the thing is, he was on his way to Sam's with his wife. He shows up here in his electrical van. I called him to say, "Hey, what do you think?" He shows up 5 minutes later in an electrical van, but he's all dressed up. And I said, "Why? You don't have to get dressed up to come to my house." And he goes, "Well, yeah, I'm on my way to Sam's." So he stopped everything to come to my house and help me with my problem. But this guy, he's unschooled. That is to say, he voted for Obama. Then last time around, he didn't like Trump, so he turned around and told me he voted for Bernie Sanders. But what I don't think is, I think he actually refused to go to the polls. But this is the thing. He's, of course, a union man, or ex-union man. Now he says, "I think I'm a Trump supporter." I just talked to him a couple days ago when I was taking him some eggs, and he says, "Now I see things differently." But what I'm going to say is, this is my point. There are a lot of really wonderful people out there who just won't do their homework. They're uneducated.
Right.
They don't know They don't have any clue what's actually happening, and trying to educate them or arguing with them basically drives them off. And it's, you are always in this situation, and Mike, I'm sure you know it, where you're always trying not to throw the baby out with the bathwater. That was basically the only point I wanted to inject there.
Well, yeah, you know, they, and of course, it's been an active program by ideologues for, I don't know, 70 years to try to eliminate the, quote, rhetorical flourishes of the Enlightenment period out of our government. And, of course, it makes all this oath swearing some kind of a ritual, useless, hollow ritual. You swear an oath to protect and uphold and defend what? Well, you know, policy trumps law.
Oh, yeah. Well, the end always justifies the means. And are you suggesting Christine Blasey Ford was lying about her situation there with Justice Kavanaugh?
I mean, no, I'm suggesting we're under 31 national emergencies at least, and that's how they rationalize whatever they want to do. We got a national emergency to cover everything.
I got my own emergency going on around here, so.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, how many national emergencies do you need before, what is it, King Lear? In times of war, the law falls silent. I mean, it's becoming an elephant in the room. Nobody wants to talk about it. There is no law in this land. It's chaos, and as the common refrain goes, money talks and BS walks, or he who has the gold makes the rules. How long has that been going on? And how long are we being manipulated by these mass psyops, domestic psyops being ran illegally or being ran by private interests, be it, you know, George R. Soros and or whoever?
Well,
both
if I may suggest this, and what I think what we've been playing at for the last, since we started, was, and once again, Shakespeare, cry havoc and loose the dogs of war. When this does not work, what are they about to do? We've got an election in 10 days. You can't tell me they don't have some CRAP planned up for us. If they don't get what they want here, God, look out.
Well, I think either way, guys, it's going to go south after the election, because if the Democrats win, we're in trouble. If they win control of the House, and God help us if they win control of the Senate. But if they don't win, then all hell's even going to break loose then. So either way, I see it, we're in trouble.
Nothing's been fixed since 2008. They're playing a casino game with Treasury bills, laundering it through Belgium, you know, trying to avoid affecting the market value of Treasury bills by doing off-market swaps. And is the Troubled Asset Relief Program still in operation with that $750 billion buying stuff that's about to fail?
Well, it came out to $1.9 trillion, I think, altogether.
Well, they kept it at $750 billion because it was just it's a nice large number. And so whenever it drops below that, they fund it back again to that level so that they can jump in and buy stuff that the government is invested in, the prop-up pensions. That's what I think that's about, is to keep...
It's called the Plunge Protection Team.
Well, now that's a separate group from the President's Working Group on Money and Markets. That's a totally separate manipulation.
Oh, I'm sorry. This manipulation, which, by the way, was
actually the bigger segment of the program, which we haven't gotten to yet, and maybe you'll appreciate what's up and coming. But this whole thing about whether it's market manipulation, plunge protection, phonying up the COMEX, hammering down gold and silver to hide our financial destruction from the public, this whole Ponzi scheme is going to implode at some point, and we're getting very close to some very large cracks in the system, or they're already there. So
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. If you're looking the wrong way, you could wind up in a lot of trouble, just like a lot of people did in 08.
LIBOR is just a hint of it. The Panama Papers, just a hint of how they're shuffling stuff around.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the Panama Papers was the biggest data breach or in history, wasn't it? Is it has it been or 60
yeah.
Minutes? The 60 Minutes done a 3-part series on that. Has Fox News done a 4-part series on that? That you know level of money laundering and things. I just don't want to support or participate in most of what this government does anymore. I have to wonder what in the world we can do to walk between the raindrops not to support the corruption that's all around us.
Well, I suspect you already know the answer, and it is prepping.
Yeah. Ready to bug out to Bolivia because there's a lot of piles of poison around here in North America that ain't going to be pretty.
Hey, Mike, hang on to the break, guys.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to the Rural Survival Show on RBN. Today is Saturday, October 27th, 2018. Right now, we're talking with Mike in Kentucky. Mike and Rick, go ahead with your thoughts, guys. We're coming up on the top of the hour, too, and we do have callers waiting.
Please go ahead, Mike.
Well, I didn't have much more there other than what I was ending on that point there, but the van I think is pretty obvious. I mean, this guy spent more money on the stickers and stuff enough to where he could have lived anywhere. But I think DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects, folks need to see how in the world Graco could get those baby stroller bearings to last that long, 1,000 miles or something. They pushed them in through across Mexico. We're supposed to believe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yes. So, yeah,
it seems DARPA like DARPA needs to do some industrial espionage there.
Right. See what Graco, I agree. You know, guys, I saw something yesterday. I'm going to segue just a second.
But
I saw a video yesterday of some of those migrants. You know, they're walking 1,200 miles, whatever it is.
Sure.
And one guy has on a pair of flip-flops, and not the good ones. I'm talking about those quarter-inch thick shower shoes.
Yeah,
they used to give us in the military.
Yeah.
You know, I would trip on those.
What?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
But anyway, you know, they're made of rubber. They got about a quarter, 3/8-inch sole on them. The straps that go between your toes are about, maybe a half inch wide. You tell me how you walk 1,200 miles.
Well,
in
you
a
do
pair
know
of them.
That's all George. That's all George Soros can afford right now.
Well,
it
X key score. If nobody's looked it up, research X key score, and it's one of the things I think that William Benny quit over when he saw what he was doing to profile targets being hijacked and all the encryption was taken off and targeting Americans. He thought he could stick around a while and help after September 11th, but he saw the direction it was going and just threw up his hands and left NSA. But just like the shooter of the baseball practice, within 24 hours, they had every email and every communication he had ever done with Congress and was able to present redacted reports to the reporters less than 24 hours. You can go back and look at the stories that talk about all that.
Well, Mike, what a lot of people think is that you're espousing one conspiracy theory after another, and that you're wearing a foil hat. But I think this...
Look it up.
If, in fact, we ever get the unredacted nonsense from the FBI out of what's been going on through the Obama administration and the FISA warrants are just tip of it. But once the American public sees that this insanity actually goes on, you're going to start looking a lot more credible, Mike.
I've already looking a lot more credible after Snowden, and I mean, the thing is, you can tell those people have an agenda when they immediately dismiss you without looking it up.
Yeah.
I think Einstein said, condemnation absent examination is the height of ignorance, deliberate ignorance, I would add.
He's my man. Yeah, I love that guy.
Hey, guys, we got top of the hour break.
Alrighty.
Mike, I'm going to let you go because we got callers waiting.
Yeah, sure.
Really appreciate the call, buddy.
800-313-9443. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN.